distinguished president, distinguished members, and distinguished guests of the Philadelphia Society. One learns many things conversing with Duncan Williams. I certainly didn't know that this is not only the 10th anniversary of the Philadelphia Society, but is the 80th birthday of Rudolf Hess. who is celebrating it all by himself in Spandau Prison, guarded by three governments. Four. Wasn't listening close. I also learned that he has just covered 12,000 miles in 72 hours and says he's not to be held responsible for anything which he says. Because of the exalted position of our speaker, with an organization devoted to restoring religion and morality to their true and rightful place in the scheme of things, I searched around for a scriptural framework in which to cast this introduction. King Solomon came to mind. I want to share with you a fragment of doggerel that is pertinent. King Solomon and King David led merry, merry lives with many, many lady friends and many, many wives. But when their years had multiplied with many, many qualms, King Solomon wrote the Proverbs and King David wrote the Psalms. Now I will tell you a little later what Duncan Williams did before he began writing about morality. But first, another item about King Solomon. The country preacher had chosen Solomon as the topic for his sermon, and he was waxing eloquent about the good king, explaining how wise he was, and how well ordered the kingdom and the household were, and he said that King Solomon had 700 wives and concubines, and they all lived in peace and harmony, and he fed them milk and honey, and at that point, one of the parishioners, he stood up and he yelled, "Preacher, preacher!" He said, "Forget about what he fed the wives and concubines. What did he feed himself is what I want to know." Well, Duncan Williams has not been credited with 700 wives and concubines, as far as I know. But he does have such an array of talents and accomplishments as to make me curious about what he feeds himself. He attended a secondary school with an altogether unpronounceable name in Wales, and then enrolled on scholarship in Magdalen College at Oxford. Those studies were interrupted while he served with the British Army of the Rhine. He then returned to Oxford, where he studied at Christ Church College and graduated with honors. After a tour of duty as district officer in Tanganyika, he went back to Oxford for his master's degree. Having trained himself in East Africa to withstand primitive societies, he came to the eastern United States and taught at West Virginia Wesleyan College and Marshall University, where he was professor of English and director of the honors program. Returning to Britain, he headed the English department at Alviscott College and served there as dean. He now carries the double billing of professor of English at Marshall University once again and director of research at the Farmington Trust. He has written articles on many subjects, Shelley, Shakespeare, Dylan Thomas, and a broad range of other topics. He was a co-author with Jacques Barzan and Peter Witanski and others of a work entitled Education, Threatened Standards. His book, Trousered Apes, was nominated Book of the Year by the London Times and a number of other British newspapers, and mirabile dictu, on the 4th of February, was applauded in the New York Times School Weekly magazine, along with Solzhenitsyn's article, Nobel Prize work, and Heinrich Böll. That book has been translated into Italian and has suffered the prosperous indignity of being published as a paperback. You will know how highly I esteem his very great good judgment when I tell you that he has chosen to join Arthur Shenfield in coming to Rockford College next fall as visiting distinguished professor. I am proud to present to you the Oxonian Solomon Duncan Williams.